Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now, great friend of the show on our First Advantage hotline, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, this is why you were telling us, and we talked about it, is like, don't worry about some of these players transferring out, or, you know, we're waiting to see what's going on with David Roddy. This CSU men's basketball team has, it sounds like they got a really good player, a really good transfer player coming in, set to join the team next season.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like we talked about, you know, everyone wants it done now. And, you know, a month ago people were angsty, but, you know, we knew this would happen. CSU is very methodical in their transfer process and goes through kind of a lot of hoops to try and make sure they're getting kids, you know, they're like Chandler Jacobs, basically. And so, yeah, Josiah Strong, kid from Illinois State. He has 1 year to play at CSU, so similar Chandler there. He's a guy, great shooter. I think that's the first thing to note. You know, he shot 40% from three. He had 85 three-pointers, which is almost double what CSU's top three-point makes player was last year. So he's a guy I would say probably pencil him into the starting lineup as your two guard to replace Kendall Moore right now. You know, we'll see you know, a little bit later what the full roster looks like once all the other decisions are done. But he's probably your front runner to start here and a guy that has a lot of experience. So yeah, it seems like a good addition for the Rams who will fit really nicely in their offense.
Yeah, you mentioned the Chandler Jacobs thing. That's the first thing that kind of comes to mind. Where does he stack up? Where does he fit in on the roster? And again, I know we're still waiting to see what's ultimately going to happen with David Roddy, but where do you see him? Starter, coming off the bench? What do you think?
Yeah, I think right now most likely he'll start and be kind of a true shooting guard alongside Isaiah Stevens. And he's a guy that, like I say, he hit a lot of threes already. And then CSU's offense, it's you know, it's just built, you know, for a lot of flow, a lot of good looks. And so I think he's a guy that should flourish. He's, you know, he's been playing the Missouri Valley Conference, so pretty solid conference. So it's not like he's you know, not used to playing at a pretty high level. So he's a guy that I think will step in and play a lot right away. And you know, you can just imagine if you're a shooter, you know, let's say David Roddy comes back. Defenses are going to be worrying a lot about David Roddy, a lot about Isaiah Stevens. You're going to get some open looks, so it's a great offense for a shooter.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like this team, again, assuming Roddy comes back, which I know you and I have discussed this at great length, our guts both kind of tell us we think he's going to come back. It just kind of seems like maybe this team loaded right back up and should make another big-time run next year.
Yeah, I mean, if David does come back, CSU will be in the top 25 to start the season. I feel pretty certain of that. The Mountain West is looking really good. You know, Wyoming has loaded up with some good transfers. Boise State has some incoming guys to keep with the guys they already have that they should stay solid. San Diego State has really reloaded. So, yeah, the conference is looking really good again. But, yeah, if David Roddy comes back, CSU will be a preseason top 25, and if he does, you know, the preseason, you know, offseason hype is really going to kick into overdrive. Right now it's kind of a holding pattern because obviously if he goes to the NBA, you know, this is still a good team, there's no doubt about that, but obviously a guy like David Roddy changes your ceiling a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this, as you said, this team still should be pretty good. But what are you hearing, Kevin, on your side of things? I know I've reached out to David and said, hey, good luck, man. I want to talk to you soon. He's going to come on the show in a couple weeks. But he's playing his cards pretty close to the chest. What are you hearing? Are you hearing any rumors out there?
Yeah, I mean, kind of similar. I truly don't think he has 100% made a decision either way. You know, he goes to the combine next week, and that's going to be, you know, that's the last really part of this journey. So go to the combine. After that, he'll get the evaluation from teams that will basically tell, you know, give him sort of percentages of where he's most likely to be picked if he were to go, and then he'll make his decision. But no, I truly don't think he's made a decision. if he has it, it's very close to vest. And I can't imagine he would. I mean, knowing David, I don't know why he would make a decision either way before the combine. So yeah, if I had to pick, someone asked me yesterday, I said, probably 60-40 to return. So if I had to put a number on it, that's probably where I'd put it. But, far from a guarantee that he returns. It is interesting. He shares all the CSU stuff on his social medias. Today he was reposting on Instagram Josiah Strong's commitment announcement. So he's certainly very tuned in to CSU, even if he's going. He's on the bandwagon, I guess. So it's pretty interesting to watch, but I really don't think there's a decision made yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be so interesting, too, because, again, like you said, should be a pretty good team. How good are we talking, though, Kevin, without David Roddy?
It's hard to say for sure because that would, I'm sure would lead to probably another transfer addition because you would, you would just have a hole and two, you have 20 points a game leaving out the door. But I still think, if you look at this roster right now, but without David Roddy, it's a solid team. It's certainly a postseason team, I would say. What level of postseason sort of to be determined based on, a couple of these transfers and a couple of young guys, like a Jalen Lake, how big a jump they make. So that is the one thing I'll say. This is a good team, even if David Roddy leaves.
I think that's the exciting part of it. I mean, you mentioned Jalen Lake. David's been on this show several times and said, hey, that guy is going to be the future. I mean, he's really high on Jalen Lake. So you're right. The roster is really there. But it's got to be Isaiah Stevens, though, right, to be that big-time leader next year. Obviously, your pieces, you're expecting good things from everybody, but he's a great player. Isaiah Stevens has been kind of neck and neck with Roddy throughout their career. Roddy probably certainly surpassed him a little bit last year, but don't you expect he's going to have to raise his level of play?
Yeah, I mean, if David were to go, Isaiah would probably take on more scoring because he's a guy that could score more than he does, but he's obviously just a assist master. So he'd probably score a little bit more. And, in the locker room, Isaiah already has the ear of everyone in that locker room. And he's maybe not as loud as David can be at times. But Isaiah has the absolute, locked-in respect of everyone in that room. So whether David's back or not, if Isaiah is talking, you're listening. So, no doubt, one way or another, he's going to have a big, both on- and off-court leadership role. But if David were to go, it'd just be, even more magnified.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, can you kind of give us, assuming Roddy comes back, what does the depth chart look like? What does the starting five look like? Can you update our listeners a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, best guess right now for me, obviously Isaiah's your point guard. Like I say, Josiah Strong's probably your two guard. John Tanjay at the three, David Roddy at the four, and I still think James Moore's at the five. Patrick Cartier, D2 All-American transfer, 6'8", kind of a power forward. There's a way you could see him starting. You could do some lineup shuffling, but kind of like we saw with Chandler Jacobs, I wouldn't be surprised if they want him off the bench. That helps him, adjust to the D1 game at a little better pace. And then you would have Jalen Lake and Isaiah Rivera, your kind of next guys off the bench. And then, a few year unknowns. Does Baylor Hebb earn time at the guard? Because you'll need another guard playing. Does Tavi Jackson, the freshman coming in from Vegas, does he earn some time? What about Jack Payne? Those freshmen, especially, I want to say wait and see. But I think that's your starting five with Cartier, Lake, and Rivera, sort of your first three off the bench, as of right now.
Very interesting.
And there's still room to maneuver. I think there's probably at least one more addition. I don't want to share a name, but I've heard some possibilities of who might be coming. So it's not locked in yet, but the roster isn't quite set yet, I don't think. So there's still probably a little bit more movement to go in addition to the David Roddy news, which we keep talking about. But June 1 is your date on that one. So June 1, we're going to know a whole lot more about what the season is shaping up and the roster shaping up for.
Wow. June 1st. And as you said, maybe another addition coming to Colorado State. Your birds are working for you, Kevin. I know. I know you're getting the rumors out there stirring, and I'll be excited to see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's kind of what we talked about, all of April, I guess, as fans were getting angsty of, you know, don't worry, they're working. There are a ton of good players in the portal, and Strong, I think, is a great example of that. Like, yeah, he's not, you know, the five-star kid going to Kentucky or something, but a really solid, experienced player, and the staff has been working on ones like this for quite a while.
Kevin, I popped by Weldworks for 5 seconds yesterday. CSU's been on there. I don't know, their meet and greet kind of tour, all the coaches going out there. I thought it was a pretty cool thing, a pretty cool concept to get out in front of people. And maybe it's, I don't know how many people, 50 or so, but it is a bigger thing when you kind of read about it in the headlines that CSU's making the rounds and getting their coaches out in front of everybody throughout the state, kind of.
Yeah, it was interesting to see. I think they made stops in, what, Denver, Sterling, and Greeley, I believe, over the last 3 days or so. And yeah, it's kind of, you know, see the Jay Norvell selfies. seems like he's getting better at the selfies as the week goes on, so that's good. But yeah, it's a good idea, you know, meet up, you know, because that's the type of thing that, you know, kind of during COVID haven't been able to do. You haven't been able to get, you know, 50, 60, 100 people in a brewery or whatever to, you know, just talk CSU sports. And now they can do that and take advantage. And obviously, you know, there are a lot of coaches there, but, you know, we'd all be lying if we didn't admit that Jay Norvell, the football coach, is sort of the headliner. And he's the guy that has the personality to, you know, connect at those type of things. So yeah, it's good, you know, smart from CSU. It's one of those, there's maybe no tangible, immediate thing that you benefit from it, but having people know and like the people around your programs is never a bad thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And people seem very excited too. And again, I know football's king, and you know, some of the other sports fans out there will say, well, what about our sport? Well, it's also drawing attention. I mean, I'm there before Coach Norvell's speaking, and all the other coaches are talking first. So I do think that it's one of those things where his presence, his ability to network, is only going to help every sport going on at Colorado State.
Yeah, like you say, whether you like it or not, it's a fact that football draws eyeballs, and you would like them to be happy, you know, eyeballs with happy and smiley faces, you know, behind them, rather than the eyeballs that were being drawn last year. So it's a good thing for everyone when football is good, when you know, for a university.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin, who would you rather the Avs face before we leave you here? We've got St. Louis and Minnesota going tonight. Minnesota can force a game 7. Who would you rather see go up against Colorado?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I've been texting with one of my siblings about this. Going in, I said St. Louis for sure, because I do think Minnesota has a better roster. But, man, St. Louis does have some of those folks have won a cup and are very experienced, and they're looking like they're turning on a bit. So they're getting a little scary, but I still say St. Louis, and hopefully the Avs just keep going, because, man, that first round was fun. When they play like that, it's pretty scary.
It was so fast to get it done with. I mean, it seems like they haven't played in weeks now, but Darcy Kuemper is, I just saw some posts today, actually. Darcy Kuemper is on the ice.
Yeah.
He's practicing. So that's the big thing about getting that sweep, was you give him a few extra days, almost a week, to get his eyeball right and everything.
Yeah, rest is never bad in these playoffs. They're such a grind.
Yeah, rest is never bad for us either, Kevin. I'm going to let you go do that.
We're getting old, and no doubt.
All right, my man. Kevin, appreciate you as always. Life's going to be a little slower here for the next couple of weeks for you, right? I mean, now that things are calming down for Colorado State.
Well, next couple of weeks get busy. I'm actually down in Denver for some high school state tennis right now. We have state soccer, lacrosse, all that going on, track next week. So hectic weeks, couple of weeks in the high school realm. And then, like I said, late May, we'll get the Roddy decision. Then, yeah, come June, it kind of all slows down as everyone kind of hits a real off season.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be down to state track. My niece made it back-to-back years, so
awesome.
Joker's not the only back-to-back kind of champ here. So I'll be down there, man. I'll be checking it out, so I'll hope to see you around.
Very cool. Sounds great.
All right, my man. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. He is our CSU Rams insider. 12:49 the time. Darcy Kuemper's on the ice. Great news for the Avs. I think it'll be better news if Minnesota wins tonight, force a game 7. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day: should Carmelo Anthony be on the Nuggets Mount Rushmore? We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, for Preps Baseball.